The OPP continue to investigate the abduction of a woman from a Wasaga Beach home, announcing today they have set up a dedicated tip line for the case. Police reported Elnaz Haitamiri, 37, was abducted from a home on Trailwood Place in Wasaga Beach on January 12 at 8:30 a.m. according to DET. INSPE. Matt Watson, three suspects described as black males, arrived at the home that morning dressed as police and identified themselves as police. They were not wearing official uniforms, according to OPP. They advised the homeowners they had a warrant for the victim's arrest, said Watson during a news conference on January 18. The homeowner became suspicious, at which time, the suspects overpowered him and abducted the victim. The suspects then fled with Haitamiri in a white Lexus RX SUV, report the OPP. Though the police have not ruled out any investigative avenue, Watson told Collingwood today in an interview after the news conference the victim has no connection to any nefarious activity. She had no criminal record and no involvement in the criminal underworld, said Watson in a phone interview. Watson said police believe the suspects were armed when the abduction occurred, but police have not identified a threat to public safety. We are certainly hopeful, and we want to bring her home safe and in one piece, said Watson. Anyone with information on this abduction and home invasion can call the dedicated tip line at 1-888-728-3415. Police are also using the hashtag #BringElnazHome on social media. In a news release issued today, the OPP are reminding the public if they have concerns about the legitimacy of an interaction with an OPP officer, they can call the OPP at 1-888-310-1122 to verify their identity. You can also request to see the officer's badge and police identification, states the news release. Look for inconsistencies in the officer's uniform. Uniform police officers wear insignia related to their police service and have strict dress code standards. Some officers and off-duty officers do not wear uniforms, but they should be able to provide you with the name of their service and detachment, badge number and rank without hesitation, and produce their badge and police identification.